You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right. The sin of Balaam continued. The same sin that so many leaders, religious leaders, are guilty of today. Pride, money, greed, bribery causes them to compromise and give people what they ask for instead of what God tells them to do. And it's such a shame. It's so bad, and it shouldn't be. You know, it shouldn't be so. God gives us a message in our Bibles that we're supposed to teach to the people, and leaders don't want to do it because there's not a lot of riches and money and rewards that comes because people don't want to hear what God has to say. They want to hear the opposite. You know, you can read about this starting in Numbers 22. It tells us the story about Balaam. I went through and told you how Satan gains control and how he can torment and torture us. And he's having a bang-up job of it out there because there's a lot of torment going on in the world. And I also mentioned that the story doesn't stop in Numbers 24, like verse 25, where it says Balaam and Balak each went their own way. Let's take a look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. It says, "But I have a few things against you because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam." This is in Revelation in the end. The doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. So here, see, it tells us here that the one of the sins of Balaam, God's prophet, that didn't listen to God, is he taught Israel, let me read it again, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality. So he told Balak, "I can't curse these people because God gave me this direct instructions not to curse him. However, if you get them to go against God's laws, reject his commandments, statutes, judgments, ordinances, precepts, then you will be able to destroy them." And that is what Balak did. And this isn't the only example in the Bible about what happens when we don't obey God, when we don't listen. We lose his blessing. We lose his protection. Like Deuteronomy 30, it says, "I've set before you life and good, death and evil. Choose life. Do good. Keep God's commandments. And he will bless you. And you will prosper. And he will protect you." That is what Satan does today. He has deceived a lot of the religious leaders into thinking that we can go against God's commandments, statutes, ordinances, judgments, and precepts. And when he does that, God withdraws his blessing because we're sinning. That's what sin is. It's not some church doctrine. It's God's doctrine. Start with the Ten Commandments.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.